This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. While the world marks 1 year since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Ukraine says its forces repelled Russian assaults along the length of the front line on Thursday as the President Vladimir Putin empty-handedly, or hint after a bloody winter offensive, talked up Russia's nuclear arsenal. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Thursday told Reuters the invasion was part of a pattern that included Russian military action in Georgia in 2008 and Donbas and Crimea in Ukraine in 2014.
We don't know when the war will end, but what we do know is that when the war ends, we need to ensure that history doesn't repeat itself. And therefore, we need to ensure that Ukraine has the military capabilities, the strength to deter further aggression, and also find frameworks to ensure that Russia doesn't attack again.
But on the battlefield, intense fighting rages on as Ukrainian soldiers held their ground.
And there is a new call for Russia-Ukraine ceasefire and peace talks by China.
The plan also urges the end of Western sanctions imposed on Russia, such as measures on nuclear facilities, humanitarian corridors for the evacuation of civilians, and steps to ensure the export of grain, disruptions of which have caused global food prices to spike. China abstained when the UN General Assembly overwhelmingly approved a non-binding resolution that calls for Russia to end hostilities in Ukraine and withdraw its forces. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The UN General Assembly has passed a non-binding resolution that calls for Russia to end hostilities and withdraw from its neighbor on the eve of the first anniversary of Moscow's invasion. The resolution, which passed Thursday on a vote of 141-7 with 32 abstentions, sent a message that Russia's aggression must end. This is VOA News. North Korea said Friday that it did test fire long-range cruise missiles off its eastern coast a day earlier, adding to a provocative streak in weapons demonstrations as its rivals step up military training. The launches, which were later confirmed by South Korea's military, were intended to verify the reliability of the missiles and the rapid response capabilities of the unit that operates those weapons. That's according to North Korea in a statement. The launches took place as the U.S. and South Korea held a simulation in Washington aimed at sharpening their response to North Korea. Iran, for the first time, has directly acknowledged an accusation that it enriched uranium to 84% purity, AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Islamic Republic recognized the claim made by international inspectors that it had enriched uranium to 84%. Such a high percentage would put the nation closer than ever to weapons-grade material. The acknowledgement was made by a news website linked to the highest reaches of Iran's theocracy. The latest development renews pressure on the West to address Tehran's nuclear program, which had been contained by the 2015 nuclear deal that America unilaterally withdrew from in 2018. I'm Karen Chamas.
The so-called bird flu may be making a resurgence in Cambodia. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Health officials in Cambodia have confirmed the death of an 11-year-old girl from H5N1, the country's first known human bird flu infection since 2014. A health official told VOA Khmer on Thursday that many chickens and ducks in the area where the girl lived have died of H5N1. Also known as avian flu, H5N1 wasn't seen as a threat to humans until a 1997 outbreak was linked to people who had frequented live poultry markets in Hong Kong. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The number of U.S. mass killings linked to extremism over the past decade was at least three times higher than the total from any other 10-year period since the 1970s, according to a report by the Anti-Defamation League. The report provided to the Associated Press ahead of the public release on Thursday also found that all extremist killings identified in 2022 were linked to right-wing extremism, which was an especially high number linked to white supremacy. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.